Now, it's been revealed that seven Clare artists have generously donated their art for Incognito, which is Ireland's biggest online art sale, in aid of the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation. Among the local artists who have taken up their brushes for a great cause are Samuel Walsh from Clonlara and Richard Andruchetti from Kildysert. And for more on this, I'm delighted to be joined by Samuel and also by the Head of Communications at the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation, Clodagh Hogan. And you're both very welcome to the programme. And maybe, Clodagh, you can tell us a little bit, first off, about the Incognito initiative, how long it's been going. I know this isn't the first year it's been running, and how beneficial it's been in terms of raising funds for the foundation.
Well, thank you so much, Alan, for having us on. It's a very exciting campaign. We're now in our eighth year with Incognito, and last year we passed a significant milestone where we raised in excess of €1 million, you know, through the whole of the first 7 years. So it is incredible how that can translate into in-home nursing and respite care hours for families in communities all over Ireland, including in County Clare. And in fact, we've looked after 89 families since 1997 across County Clare. And we just have a wonderful community of artists who come back year after year in support of Incognito. It's a very exciting art initiative in the sense that, you know, you can look at these 3,300 pieces of art that are all the size of a postcard. So it's very challenging for the artist to, you know, who might work on massive canvases, and now their canvas is now the size of a postcard. But it's the great equalizer, because everybody has the same canvas to create on, and the price is the same for every piece of art. So it's €65, and you might, you know, you'll see something in the collection that you absolutely adore, and you don't know who the artist is behind it, which is really something special. And we've got people from all over Ireland, and indeed all over the world, who have you know, built up Incognito collections over the years. And it's something very, very exciting. We only reveal who the artists are when the sale is complete. So it's a little bit of intrigue and mystery, and people just love it. So you're choosing something literally because you love it rather than who the artist is behind it. And that makes it kind of unique.
And I'm presuming you may end up, not in all cases, but you may end up spending €65 on an artwork, Clodagh, that in time, depending, you know, if the artist's reputation blossoms and their artworks begin selling for hefty sums, that postcard could be worth considerably more than €65 a couple of years down the line.
Absolutely, and a lot of our artists are very well established, and already their artwork would be worth considerably more. And then if you add to that, like, each year we invite, and we're lucky to get the support from, you know, celebrity artists as well. So like last year, like in the last few years, we've had Bruce Springsteen, for example. So if you were a fan of The Boss and you were lucky enough to get his piece, I mean, that is priceless to you and to others, I might add. So we have a fantastic, like, we've 1,200 artists supported us this year. And, you know, we're very lucky. The likes of Samuel, who is obviously so well established and very celebrated, as well as, like, we've got iconic model and actress Jerry Hall, comedian Colin Murphy. We've got designers, fashion designers in there, from Don O'Neill and Heidi Higgins to Simone Rocha and Philip Tracy. And we've got the brilliant comedians, comedian PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe, Thelma Mansfield, who you'll know, TV royalty, and Hugh Wallace, who I heard in your ad break just before. So we've got a great selection of artists who really are just amazing to come back and support us with their incredible talent. And yes, it could be worth an awful lot more, but the idea behind it is that it's worth it to you because it's something you particularly love. So we find quite often people just tend to keep the artwork in their home, and the artists all sign and give their details at the back of it. So we encourage the artist or the buyer to get in touch with the artist. And some of the artists have actually got commissions out of Incognito because people discover them through Incognito, which is just fantastic.
And Samuel, you know, Clodagh mentioned the names there. You're in very good company.
They're in very good company.
Yeah, exactly. They're in very good company. Yeah, very true. And how you must be thrilled to be part of this. It's a lovely initiative, very beneficial for the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation, beneficial for the art lovers who'll purchase the works, and as Clodagh just touched on there, if it leads to commissions and so on, beneficial for the artists themselves.
It's easy to do, though. I mean, it's not complicated. I make small works anyway of a postcard size, which I usually give as birthday gifts to friends and relatives. So it was just a natural extension that I would do something like this. I did it first in 2017, and then I took a break. I was involved in other things, but I came back to it last year, 2023, because I have a second cousin who is looked after, whose daughter is looked after by funding from the Jack and Jill Foundation. So that encouraged me to go back and submit work again. And it's, as I say, it's not a complicated process. It's very simple. And all you do is take 5 minutes out of your normal studio time to do these postcards and send them off, and the organizers do everything else.
And so the fact that it's a smaller canvas on which to work is no bother to you, because you've plenty of experience of doing that anyway.
Well, I've often expressed the opinion that when you're dealing with a very large canvas, your activity as an artist is completely different to one which is reduced to a smaller format. So there's a challenge in each scale. And but it's not a problem with me, because, as I say, I do the small works anyway.
Clodagh, this is going to be happening in just over a week's time. Wednesday week, the 24th of April, is when the sale will go live. In terms of the process of taking part in Incognito 2024 and being able to purchase some of the artwork, how can those interested do that? What do they need to do?
Well, it's very easy. First off, I suggest that people put the kettle on, because it will take a while to peruse a collection of 3,300 artworks online. And all you have to do is to go on to incognito.ie, that's incognito.ie. You can set up your account and you can just put, you know, randomly select your favourite artworks into your wish list. And then on the 24th of April at 8 a.m. we'll be closing those wish lists, and then at 10 a.m. the magic will happen in the background, where a random selection will happen and people will be allocated their artworks from their wish list. So it's like the luck of the draw as to who gets what. So we can see already in the background that there's not a flurry of activity since we launched this the week before last, and there's a so people are really active in, you know, seeking their favourite artworks to put into their wish list. And then on the 24th, the sale will go live, and people will be notified as to whether they secured any one of their favourite artworks. They can get up to three per person, which is fantastic, if they're lucky enough to get that. And then any artworks that we'll be revealing the artist then once all of the artworks are sold. So it's quite a fun process, and people definitely stand by their computers on the day just to watch for emails coming in, and it's quite exciting. But what it means, you know, the €65 from one postcard sale is 3 hours of in-home nursing care and respite support for families in the community. So not only are you gaining something so fabulous, a local family is getting much needed time, and we call it a gift of time, and that's time to just themselves. If you've got a child that has 24/7 care needs, that's very complicated and very difficult for people. So we have a nursing and carer support team that come into the family home and deliver this service 365 days a year. So it's really invaluable to families. And I'd just advise anybody who wants and is interested in getting involved, don't wait until April 24th. You know, do it today. As I said, put on that kettle and, you know, and get looking at the artworks and select your favourites, because you'll be in for a treat. It's a really special campaign to be involved with, and a huge fundraiser for Jack and Jill.
Yeah, it's lovely, a lovely idea, and a great that it raises so much money for a great cause, and hopefully we'll do so again in 9 days' time. My thanks to Clodagh Hogan there, the Head of Communications with the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation, and also Samuel Walsh, the incognito artist from Clonlara, and one of seven Clare artists who've generously donated their art for Incognito, which is Ireland's biggest online art sale.